Welcome to another episode of The Good Listening To Show, your life and times with me, Chris Grimes, the storytelling show that features The Clearing, where all good questions come to get asked and all good stories come to be told, and where all my guests have two things in common. They're all creative individuals and all with an interesting story to tell. There are some lovely storytelling metaphors. A clearing, a tree, a juicy storytelling exercise called 5-4-3-2-1, some alchemy, some gold, a cheeky bit of Shakespeare, and a cake. So it's all to play for. So yes, welcome to The Good Listening To Show, your life and times with me, Chris Grimes. Are you sitting comfortably? Then we shall begin.
When I think about the things that have helped me in work, it is exactly those jobs. It's also, I worked at, we'll talk about tech in a moment, but I worked at Phones For You as well. And one of the, they used to make us, not make us, they used to encourage us to go out there and stop people in the street and talk to them about their phone contract. Terrifying. But once you've done it five times, you realize that it's just, someone will just tell you to go away, not so politely. And once you've had that, you're like, oh, that's fine. And that skill of just realizing that whoever it is you're talking to is just a human. They're just going about their day. They might be having the worst day in the world, and that's just, you know, what's happening. It's quite a lot of power in realizing that you don't need to be starstruck or scared or intimidated. So we work with a lot of talent that could be quite scary to kind of deal with. It doesn't faze me, because I think early on I just had that view and that understanding that, do you know what, they're going to want a cup of tea, or they're going to want a coffee, or they're going to want a biscuit in an hour. Or there's so many things that you can just.
And do you know what's relatable? Rob Brydon wants a sausage roll for tomorrow. That's fine. A sausage roll shall be yours.
You see, and it's probably quite daunting to have Rob, and to have, you know, you'll probably be feeling like, oh, I want to get these questions right and do this and do that. But actually, when you realize that Rob is not going to be he's not going to be much different to me. He's more fun. But to other people, he's not going to be that different. And then when you realize that, actually, everything becomes a lot easier. And it's something we all get really heads up about. And that, you know, I know that there's been a big change in terms of young people getting things like Saturday jobs and stuff like that. And I think that's a real shame. And it's a blight on the brands, like the retail brands and things like that. And I understand there's lots of challenges there, but that is so important to us.
You mean not getting Saturday jobs anymore? Or
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. Okay.
I think it's vital. I genuinely think it's vital. I think it's something to help bring young people out of their shells.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously there's going to be instances, but of people that find it difficult. But I think it's so important. I think it's even, you know, having those moments where you can break through, that I think is really, really key. And it sets you up in a whole different way. Plus, you end up with stories. We used to, the company doesn't exist anymore. Phones For You went under. We used to, you know, those people that have to collect money from shops and like take it back, and they put it in those big vans.
Security core, those sort of people. Yes.
There was a guy that used to come, and he used to collect money from the shops, and we used to try and stop him every day and try and sell him a phone contract when he was with this money just for something to do, right? And we laugh about it, but at the time it kept us going. And it's you just get through things like that.
Yes.
And I think we're missing that element.
And again, very relatable. My first ever job was as head Saturday boy at Safeways before it became Morrison's. So like your Tesco's, I was Safeways. Marvellous.
I went on a school trip to the bakery at Safeways. It's all of these little moments.
It's all up there.
They're just in here. Yeah,
yes.
Yeah.
And I might have hijacked your squirrel. I made it about Dolly and Axel, but so just name your squirrel, because I think I might have assumed it was the two dogs, but...
No, well, it is, but I was thinking more broadly. No, it's tech. So it's consumer tech. Always been really into it. I'm going through a process at the moment of trying to buy all of the old phones that I had as a kid. And it's funny how they're all sort of, we're seeing bits coming back. Again, we're all kind of AI focused, ChatGPT infused in everything, but actually we're seeing, you know, growth of flip phones and stuff like the bits that we crave and the excitement is starting to come back through.
Yes. Lovely answers. This is great. Now we're on to the one quirky or unusual fact about you, Josh Wheeler, we couldn't possibly know about you until you tell us.
Yes. So when I was 11, I fell off a climbing frame and I broke my arm. And I'm not doing a claim here. This is not that. when I went to the hospital, they set it, but they set it incorrectly. So my left arm, I don't know if you can see, the elbow is the sort of the wrong way round.
Excellent.
And so when you put it down, you can, it goes out into the middle. So it's a great party trick, or it's a great thing if you want to make someone be sick.
I always love that. And is there something you can stick your arm in and grab that nobody else can, which gives it a superpower quality?
Interestingly, it's the opposite, because actually where it's supposed to be, this bit shouldn't be poking out this way. So actually, if I needed to, my arm is probably wider where it needed to be thinner.
Well, you can't
always
have
the challenge.
You can't have everything, can you? I love that. I love also, just to disclaim the disclaimer, I'm not making a claim here. That's lovely. We have shaken your tree, Josh Wheeler. Hurrah. Now we stay in the clearing, move away from the tree. Next, we talk about alchemy and gold. When you're at purpose in your life, what are you absolutely happiest doing in what you're here to reveal to the world?
The happiest that I am is when I am... And I've struggled with this one a little bit as well, because I really didn't want to make it just about work. But work is such a big part of what I do. I am genuinely happiest when I'm working on something where we've really pushed the boundary and it is effective. So we've pushed a spokesperson into, you know, going down a road that they perhaps wouldn't have gone down. We've encouraged and guided a client to, you know, open up on something that ordinarily they might think is a bit of a dangerous topic or a difficult area, or yeah, effectively we've had that kind of nudging and we've got it through and then it works. And then people kind of see, and there's a learning, and you see like the fireworks come off from it of, you know, oh, we could then do this, we could do that, we could do the other. And that for me is the best place of what I do for a living. Outside of life, you know, I also am just totally happy roughhousing with the dogs and playing toys and throwing. We've currently, at the moment, it's all about, we've got these fruit and veg squeaky toys. It's all about throwing them out at the door. Axel just goes wild for that. So one or the other, either or.
And in the construct of Legacy Life Reflections, this is also the moment where I may ask someone about, you know, in your long, very eclectic, polymathic life, your halcyon days, when do you know you've been at your absolute happiest? And with hindsight, your answers were great there. But let me just go a bit deeper into that. Halcyon days for you. Do you mind me asking how old you actually are? I'm making an assumption, but...
I am 35.
So it's in the seven ages of man, which we're coming on to in terms of Shakespeare. That's exactly, you'll go way beyond this, but this is halfway there, 35, threescore year and 10. So yes, so far then, and it ain't over till it's over, it's a roller coaster, but what would you describe as your halcyon days as being?
Ooh. Oh, it's really tricky. Well, I would say there are two periods. The first one would be uni, in the sense of that as a young person, I was always kind of gearing up to, I'm going to London, I'm doing this, I'm, you know, this is what's going to happen. And then hit with just mega amounts of freedom, not always good, hit with millions of people, you know, get to know people's different stories, have a laugh, push back, like do all sorts of stuff that you'd never get to do. And I felt super confident, really. I felt really confident, not in an arrogant way, but just confident. I felt like I'd sort of arrived in that moment. I loved that whole period. It then sort of hit in my 20s, and it was just the the difficulty and the challenge, and it just wasn't that fun. And then I would say, here where we're at now with Be Broadcast, because it's so intrinsic to me, I can make decisions and I can guide on what my gut tells me. So I'm now in a position where I don't have to surround myself. I don't have to get caught in what I would have always called kind of silly stuff. And that, I think, means that, again, I'm kind of back in that place where I'm at a confident edge and we can back up our work. We can do all of that, the stuff that we want to do. And also we can kind of go, if that thing doesn't quite fit with where we're going, it's fine. That's fine. We're going to go off in a different direction. And that, so I would say those two periods,
yes,
kind of bookend that kind of challenging point. And like mentally, that challenging point was pretty rough. And so now it feels like a nice period.
Both pockets of empowerment is what I was hearing there. Interestingly, 7 years, we're talking about the seven ages of man. I don't know if you've heard the idea that we all need to be really attuned to 7 year, not just itches, but 7 year cycles, because you're cellularly regenerated every 7 years. Your teeth are the same, but you're a new person. So that's why we need to be really attuned in the cycles of life.
Interesting. And did you know, it's interesting that seven is the thing, because did you know that to release oxytocin in a hug, you have to hug for 7 seconds? The number seven is an interesting one, like the connections of things. But yeah, it makes sense. You know, we have these periods, and I've always kind of joked about, I have in my life, I'll have 2 great years and then a year of chaos. You just anticipate it. Yeah, we go through these cycles of things.
And as a slight backstory as well, second curve, so-called, because we're all on a curve or a trajectory, your curve begins to wane. So what do you do to attach to your second curve that's going to pull you towards your future? So these are all about, you know, towards the sunlight of your second curve. It's all a journey towards, and all change and transition in life is about the action towards, rather than just sitting there moaning, what are you going to do about it? What's the action that you're going to take?
Yeah.
Even getting in touch with you is an action. So I'm just aware of that.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena Sensitive Care Pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena Sensitive Care Pads with a skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
And now we're going to award you with a cake. Hurrah, this is actually a dog toy. Excellent. Dolly, you're going to love this. Mm. So first of all, to talk about cake, do you like cake, Josh? And what cake would you like?
Really a cake person, if I'm honest.
Awkward.
I'm more of an ice cream person. I can do cake, but I'm more of an ice cream person.
Excellent. So let's have an ice cream flavour of choice.
So I always, my mates always take the mickey out of me for this, because we'll, so we'll order, we'll get like sundaes and stuff like that. And I always pick whatever it is that is the most like sugary, like almost like childlike. So like bubblegum, all that kind of, you know, where it's just got everything shoved in.
Yeah.
That is the one that I go for.
Boom. Love that. Yeah. So a Knickerbocker Glory-esque Eaton Mess sort of glob is yours.
100%. So like, you know, you've got all these pop-up places now where you get, and it's got like Moribo blended into stuff. Like that is, for me, is like the top tier. It's just like chaos in a pot. And then like my mates will get like...
Josh Wheeler, chaos in a pot. I love that. That's great.
Yeah, yeah.
So now you get to put a cherry on the cake. This is the last suffused with a storytelling metaphor. The cherry on the cake is now stuff like, what's the favourite inspirational quote in your life that's always given you succor and pulled you towards your future, Josh?
So this was... interesting, and I was like, I can't say that, and I'm gonna say it, right?
So I'm glad.
I was thinking, I was like, I need to say someone really powerful and etc. And actually I'm gonna go for one of the shows that I really enjoy, I love, is The Hotel Inspector. I think The Hotel Inspector is a lovely program. I really enjoy it. It's comedy. It reminds me, it's a glass of wine on a Friday night. Like, love it. But what I also love is Alex Polizzi. So I think Alex Polizzi is really inspirational. I think that the work that she's done, she's both in terms of running her own organizations and a business, incredible, you know, the gold standard of service, perfect, but also knowing exactly her lane, love. What she does is she delivers some of the most excruciating feedback, but in a lovely way.
Nice.
And I think that's incredible. And there's one line, and my old colleague, Jess, has a picture because she printed it out. She printed it out because I used to say it, and it was a picture of Alex Polizzi, and it just said, "Just do it, darling," and stuck that on the wall behind me. And actually, I think that is, because the thing I think now is this, we spend so much time thinking about, is that the right thing? Should we do this? You know, and I think more and more we've got to trust our gut, whether it's personal decisions, career decisions, strategy decisions. And sometimes we've just got to trust our gut a bit more, and we've just got to just do it, darling.
I love that. Thank you. With the gift of hindsight, what notes, help or advice, you can pick an age that you'd like to arrive holographically back at yourself, but what notes, help or advice might you proffer to a younger version of yourself, Josh?
The advice I would give, and I find myself now saying it to people, younger people, is calm down, because it doesn't all need to be at 1,000 miles per hour. By taking on everything, you're going to not get anything. And actually, what you really need to do is get the balance right. Because when you get the balance right of life, work, family, everything that comes into kind of fruition, then all of the kind of the tectonic plates move at once. If you're just pushing one thing at a million miles per hour, actually, you end up, you know, just becoming the person that's known for doing everything. And that was damaging. That was a tough one. So if I could go back and kind of have a quiet word, it would just be, you will progress. You will kind of go where you want to go. And if you aren't going to get what you actually want out of things, then you're not the type of character that's just going to sit there and wait. You're going to go off and do something else. And so just calm down and see things for what they are, and just enjoy the moment a little bit more.
I love that interpretation of have a word with yourself, would you? And so I'm imagining, just pick an age that you're appearing holographically next to yourself.
20, 23, 24.
Love that. Remember, yeah. Self-awareness is the holy grail. That's what we're in pursuance of. That was a lovely answer. What's the best piece of advice you've ever been given by somebody else?
Ooh. It's interesting. The best piece of advice was, and at the time I took it really badly, and I actually have used it earlier. The best piece of advice was to be like a swan. And actually, at the time, I thought this was a a shocking piece of advice. This was ignoring the issue. It was, you know, ignoring the challenge that was in front of us. And instead, what you were trying to kind of say was to almost mask it. And in truth, what I'd misinterpreted was that actually it wasn't saying that. It was more a case of this is how we'll tackle it. But ultimately, what we don't want to do is blow this out and blow it further. And so, again, these kind of moments were sort of all happening at the same time. And I was going at 1,000 miles per hour and thinking I needed to do this and impress that person and speak to this person and all that stuff. When actually what I really needed to do was just kind of ease back a little bit and feel more confident in ability, actions, direction, all of that stuff. And I think that only comes with experience and understanding, which is interesting how our sector works. You know, we put people into some quite challenging positions where they're having to guide people with, you know, maybe 10 plus more years of experience of doing things. And it's a really interesting little space. But I think that advice, you know, that combination somewhere of kind of trying to slow down whilst also being super fast and on the front foot, but trying to slow down and see things, is the advice I would look at kind of as the best piece I've had. It didn't land well at the time. I went away and thought, what the actual F?
It reminded me that of the adage of keep majestic, because swans are majestic. There could be all sorts of, as you say, paddling going on underneath, but to keep majestic.
Mm. Yeah.
And I love the fact that it's got a currency of confidence, innate confidence in your ability to keep gliding and keep moving.
I think as well, I think that confidence is such an interesting one, because it's the reality is, I don't think anybody really knows what they're doing. Bluntly,
we're all winging it. Yeah.
Everyone is winging it in different ways, and you build up your building blocks of these are the things that I can bring to a situation, these are the things that I can, you know, profiteer and I can put forward. But at the same time, everyone is in that same boat, and when you start to put all of these things together, you realize that, you know, actually you don't need to be intimidated by that person, you don't need to be scared of this, but actually throwing out an idea, you know, in the right way, in the right context, and kind of, you know, plotting things out is really important. But we just, I don't know, something about, it might be our society, we kind of just encourage that everything needs to be done yesterday.
Yeah.
And if you haven't done it 3 days ago, you're already behind the curve. And so we're all of us are just consistently behind. And so it just encourages everyone to fly at 1,000,000 miles per hour when actually, really, most things need us to kind of just pause and go, especially in the age of AI, which can do it in 4 seconds.
And do you know what's so relatable? I was asked to give a talk a couple of weeks ago at the Festival of Sustainable Business, and I used the word sustain to talk about how can we sustain the pressure of feeling like we're barking into a sea of noise when AI is also competing to bark into that sea of noise. And I wrapped it around a joke, which was, do songbirds ever get slightly pissed off with hummingbirds for never having bothered to learn the song or the words? And actually, in truth, linked to something called slow leadership. Slow down, slow down. We need to probably be more hummingbird, because hummingbirds are majestic. They get the nectar and they just hum about. And we're drawn to them because they're majestic.
It's interesting you talk about sounds as well, because we, for a client, I don't know if you use Slack.
I have two channels, but I don't use them as much as I should.
good. Because we embedded it in, and I love ways of communication. I'm open to all of it, but I had to ban it because I found it to be incredibly disruptive in the sense of it was instant messaging, but in what would previously be kind of client communication. So client communication is a skill. You hone the art of writing an email in your kind of early years, writing an email, explaining what a piece of coverage is. And that is important because you have to have that there you know, by the time you're, you know, old and haggard in my time, you can do it standing on your head. But you have to have those building blocks to be able to be there so that you can then advise about which publication, which outlet you go for. I found it to be, you know, everything was so instant. And actually, you can't learn those skills in an instant environment. Where's this thing? Here's a link. Da, 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 da. And it's happening all whilst you're doing something else. So actually, when I want somebody to be focusing in on the art of writing research questions that are going to create a standout news story, I don't want them being distracted by a pop-up here.
Yeah.
And so that makes a noise. And in the end, I was like, actually, no, this is counterintuitive.
Yes.
And so we got rid of it. When we communicate, I want the communication to be the front and center focus. I don't want us doing 17 things at once.
Yes.
Badly. I want us to do individual things at the right time, strategically and correctly. That's so important.
Be more hummingbird. And it's, again, the slow leadership is a really good, and if you're just moving all the time, you're not going to be able to sort of be able to properly pace, realizing it's a marathon, not a dash, basically.
Yep, absolutely.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If optimizing your health and well-being is on your to-do list, then let Revive Active, Ireland's number one super supplement brand, help you achieve that in the most convenient and comprehensive way possible. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, sleep, emotional balance, and more. Benefit from the power, purity, and positivity of our award-winning powder sachets or our therapeutic capsule range. Use code RADIO15 at reviveactive.com and save 15% off today. Super supplements for a super you.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
There's benefits to all of these things, but there are lots of different tools that you can use. And I think just picking the de facto because is not the way to go. And that's why we got rid of it.
And as you've also stumbled into brilliantly earlier on, there's such an overwhelm of different platforms one can use. You know, as it happens, I quite like WhatsApp because it does what Slack sort of does, but better. I love WhatsApp.
Ditto.
Excellent. So now, just another strand to do with Legacy Life Reflections. Do you have a favourite piece of music? Because Dan, my podcast editor, is brilliant at texturing in music. So if I just say to you, surprisingly now, you weren't expecting this, what would you say a favourite piece of music is for you, Josh?
So I would say a song called Damaged by an artist called Plummet. And this is it's like a trance track from 2003. It probably got to like number 48 in the charts.
Boom.
But I my concentration, if I need to concentrate, I listen to heavy, intense trance music. Always done it. Really bizarre and weird, but if I need to switch off, that's where I'm going. And I've got a playlist that's entirely dedicated to that. But that one song, weirdly, it's embedded.
Just say the name again to reincorporate it deliberately.
So it is called Damaged by a band called Plummet.
Wasn't that beautiful? Lovely. Now then, finally, we're ramping up to talk about Shakespeare and talk about legacy in a minute. But just before we get there, this is the pass the golden baton moment, please. They don't like it up by Mr. Menrine. But what I'd like to invite you to do is, now you've experienced this from within, who would you most like to pass the golden baton along to in order to keep the golden thread of the storytelling going, Josh?
So I would like to pass the baton to my friend James, James Richards. He is actually really inspirational. It's going to annoy me to say it at the same breath, because he's also an absolutely terrible person. I'm joking. He's lovely. But he is the campaigns director at Munch, and he's also the founder of an organization called Moobs. So James was diagnosed with breast cancer a couple of years ago, and just the way he's kind of come through all of that. He created effectively a bit of a charity in the sense of to kind of help other people, the challenges of, you'll note I said breast cancer as opposed to male breast cancer, really tackling a subject with stigma. And I love the way that he's done it, and I love him, but I think he would be great. He faced mortality and did so with class and dignity and with a smile in the same sense. And I think he's brilliant. I think he'd be great at this.
James Richards, I'm coming for you. That's fantastic. Lovely. So now, inspired by Shakespeare, all the world's a stage and all the bedded women merely players, again, because of my hectic background, we've borrowed from the seven ages of man's speech, J-Quiz, as you like it. And so now, when all is said and done, how would you most like Josh Wheeler to be remembered?
I would most like to be remembered as someone that helped. Think, as someone that helped. There isn't one in particular thing, but that someone that looked at situations and tried to make them better in lots of different ways. I think that that's what I personally aspire to, is just trying to make a small difference to things. And if we can use our skill set of PR to be able to do that, fantastic. But I love seeing people that are just trying to do something. That for me is kind of what gets me up each day. That could be a brand, that could be a major organization, that could be, someone that's just come up with an idea and they're going to try and rally their community. To me, it's equal. It's in equal measure. One maybe has, a broader voice, but that's perhaps where we come into play. So I think if I were going to be remembered, it would be as someone that helped. I'd also like to be remembered as rebellious. And I'm not going to sit and just accept status quo, which we haven't. As Be Broadcast, we've challenged our bit of the industry. We've got rid of things like compete clauses that are a scourge on our industry and hurt freelancers, hurt people that are perhaps having a difficult time in one place or another. And I think that is where I'd like to be. We will always have a rebellious, naughty streak within us, and the rub that we can have on people that are doing similar things, I think, is where I'd like us to be in the future.
And reading between the lines, my interpretation of that is that you're removing the compete clause, meaning freelancers can go where they like because they deserve to keep working and don't worry about any overlap. Is that what you mean?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
I love
so,
that.
Yeah, we were born with it because it impacted me. It was a difficult thing to kind of work through. And rather than just follow that same trend of, that's just what happens, I wanted to kind of make it a better situation for people that are coming through. So, competition in the market, if somebody works here and then in 5 years' time decides to leave and set up their own thing, great. That's not a knock on us. It's somebody giving themselves a different shot in life. Similarly for a freelancer, if they have an amazing relationship with a client and they do incredible work and that client decided to work with them by themselves, I can't control that. So I don't need to try and pseudo threaten my own team that would happen. So it's exactly that. It's making sure that rather than me having strings to kind of hold those people, actually it's on me to make an environment that you don't want to leave until the point where you're going to go on and do something amazing. That is the thinking.
I think that has such integrity, and congratulations. That must be music to the world of freelancing. And I completely agree with you. That's absolutely the way to be. Absolutely.
We don't need to be like the 80s anymore. We can move on. We can move on.
Yeah, one of the best leaders I ever worked with, in speaking to them, used to so enjoy developing their people so, so much that when they then flew off to do something else, that was the whole point, rather than preciously guarding. And as you say, being a puppet meister and trying to sort of bind people by their strings. Lovely stuff. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now this is a very exciting moment, which is called Show Us Your QR Code, Please. Hurrah. So if you've been watching this as well, very exciting. You can scan a QR code to Josh Wheeler. First of all, we're going to go to the bbroadcast.co.uk website. So there it is. So Josh, tell us what the domain is for those that are just listening but not able to watch and scan.
So it's just bbroadcast.co.uk, and that has everything about us, what we do, and some of the stories we tell.
Awesome. And if you'd like to connect also with Josh on LinkedIn, you can go here. This is now. So where? Just tell us if we're listening, not watching.
I think it's Josh Wheeler PR. Or if you just search Josh Wheeler, I should come up. I'm the one with pink somewhere in the background.
Senior consultancy, senior delivery, everything you do. Fantastic. I'll come back to you in a second, but just a couple of announcements from me. If you'd like a conversation about guesting in the show too, my website for everything we've been doing is thegoodlisteningtoshow.com. There's another very exciting QR code. And then very, very excitingly, there is a series strand within it that's been part of the Mountainscape all along, now that I'm 5 years in, 250 episodes into the show, where Legacy Life Reflections is a really wonderful cut and thrust. As I said at the beginning, to record either your own story or the story of somebody near, dear or close to you for posterity. Again, without any morbid intention, but lest we forget before it's too late. And coming full circle back to Josh, you even did a PR job on the Grim Reaper yourself back in the day. So it's to just enjoy the fact that everybody has an interesting story to tell, provided you give them the courtesy of a damn good listening to. And that's the whole cut and thrust of what I'm up to. Josh, back to you. As this has been your moment in the sunshine in the Good Listening Tool show, stories of distinction and genius, is there anything else you'd like to say?
I think the thing I'd like to say is let's get back to supporting each other in lots of different ways. I think we've talked for years about various challenges. We've talked about challenges within community. We've talked about challenges within business. We've talked about all of these things. And actually, very often, the key to unlocking things is just speaking to each other and sharing stories and having the realization that actually we're not that dissimilar. We're not that unique in the sense of, we're all pretty much the same. And I think we've gone insular. And I don't even think it was to do with COVID. I think it had happened pre-COVID. I think something really needs to unpick itself. And I think it only comes from us taking that first step. So try and speak, we've done campaigns about like community stuff. So, try and speak to a neighbor and like just smile at people. And because those little things just start to unlock a broader connection. If you're on LinkedIn, comment on somebody's post that you wouldn't normally comment on. Just show that you're an active person, because it does start to kind of feedback and come into it. I think that's really important.
Lovely. So thank you very much indeed for listening. I've been Chris Grimes, but very, very importantly, this has been Josh Wheeler from B Broadcast. Anything else you'd like to say, Josh?
All good. You've covered it. You said about the passing. We've done things like where you've looked at people's eulogies and how difficult that can be at a time. And the best bits is telling people stories. So this kind of thing is something we should all be looking at, because it allows then the family and friends to look back. It's gold dust.
Wonderful. And very, very much looking forward to future collaborations, Mr. Josh Wheeler. Thank you so much for taking the time. Happy holes. I hope the sun shines majestically and brightly and you'll be majestic. Otherwise, you'll get furious and you'll smash your avocados. So thank you very much indeed. I've been Chris Grimes. That's been Josh Wheeler.
good night.
You've been listening to The Good Listening To Show with me, Chris Grimes. If you'd like to be in the show too, or indeed gift an episode to capture the story of someone else with me as your host, then you can find out how, care of the series strands at the goodlisteningtoshow.com website. And one of these series strands is called Legacy Life Reflections. If you've been thinking about how to go about recording your life story or the life story of somebody close to you for posterity, but in a really interesting, effortless and creative way, then maybe The Good Listening To Show can help. Using the unique structure of the show, I'll be your host as together we take a trip down memory lane to record the 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 of either your or their life story. And then you can decide whether you go public or private with your episode. Get in touch if you'd like to find out more. Tune in next week for more stories from The Clearing. And don't forget to subscribe and review wherever you get your podcasts.